Man shall not live by bread alone, a compilation of quotations on the Bible.
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. The word is alive. It speaks to me. It has feet. It runs after me. It has hands. It lays hold on me. Martin Luther. Believe me, sir, never a night goes by, be I ever so tired, but I read the Word of God before I go to bed. Douglas MacArthur. The New Testament is the best book the world has ever known or will know. Charles Dickens. The Bible is nothing less than God's written Word, and because of this, it's just as true today as when it was first written. As the Bible says concerning itself, its writers spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Billy Graham. What makes the difference is not how many times you have been through the Bible, but how many times and how thoroughly the Bible has been through you. Gypsy Smith. An African chief wanted to know the secret of Britain's greatness. Queen Victoria, holding a Bible in her hand, said, "Tell the chief that this book, the Bible, is the secret of our greatness." The majesty of the Scriptures strikes me with admiration, as the purity of the Gospel has its influence on my heart. Peruse the works of our philosophers with all their pomp of diction. How mean, how contemptible are they compared with the Scriptures. Jean-Jacques Rousseau. The Bible contains a complete series of facts and of historical men to explain time and eternity, such as no other religion has to offer. What happiness that book procures for those who believe it! What marvels those admire there who reflect upon it! Napoleon Bonaparte. The Bible is an inexhaustible foundation of all truths. The existence of the Bible is the greatest blessing which humanity ever experienced. Immanuel Kant. I consider an intimate knowledge of the Bible an indispensable qualification of a well-educated man. Robert A. Millikan. I consider the Gospels to be thoroughly genuine, for in them there is the effective reflection of a sublimity which emanated from the person of Christ. And this is as divine as ever the divine appeared on earth. Goethe. Jesus Christ opened wide the doors of the treasure house of God's promises and bids us go in and take with boldness the riches that are ours. Corrie ten Boom. If a man is not familiar with the Bible, he has suffered a loss which he had better make all possible haste to correct. Theodore Roosevelt. The Bible is far more than a doctrinal guidebook. God's Word generates life, creates faith, produces change, frightens the devil, causes miracles, heals hurts, builds character, transforms circumstances, imparts joy, overcomes adversity, defeats temptation, infuses hope, releases power, cleanses our minds, brings things into being, and guarantees our future forever. We cannot live without the Word of God. Never take it for granted. You should consider it as essential to your life as food. Rick Warren. The Bible is the most wonderful, supernatural, miraculous, amazing, marvelous book in the whole world. It tells you where we came from, how we got here, why we're here, how to survive while here, how to be happy while here, and how to have love, joy, and peace forever. The Word of God is the most powerful truth on earth. Words that contain the very spirit and life of God Himself. The Word is the spiritual spark of God that ignites us with His life, light, and power. His Word is the most powerful weapon in the world, sharper than any two-edged sword, sharper than any weapon on earth. It can do more than split atoms. It has greater power than the hydrogen bomb, for it can even divide asunder the soul and the spirit of man, and can change hearts and change minds. David Brantberg. What shall we say of Isaac Newton, 1642 to 1727, who discovered the law of gravity, formulated the three laws of motion, developed calculus, constructed the first reflecting telescope, and whom many consider the greatest scientist who ever lived? Newton wrote an estimated 1,400,000 words on religion, more than on physics or astronomy. Here are a few quotes from him. "I have a fundamental belief in the Bible as the Word of God, written by men who were inspired. I study the Bible daily. All my discoveries have been made in answer to prayer. We account the Scriptures of God to be the most sublime philosophy. I find more sure marks of authenticity in the Bible than in any profane history whatsoever." Then there was Francis Bacon, 1561 to 1626, credited with developing the scientific method. He said, "There are two books laid before us to study, to prevent our falling into error. First, the volume of the Scriptures, which reveal the will of God, then the volume of the creatures, which express His power." How about Blaise Pascal, 1623 to 1662, the brilliant French mathematician who developed the science of hydrostatics and helped formulate the laws of probability? From 1658 until his death, he worked on a defense of Christianity. He said, "Except by Jesus Christ, we know not what our life is, what our death is, what God is, what we are ourselves. Thus, without Scripture, which has only Jesus Christ for its object, we know nothing, and we see only obscurity and confusion in the nature of God and in nature herself." Samuel F.B. Morse, 1791 to 1872, invented the telegraph and Morse code, built the first camera in America, and founded the National Academy of Design. A dedicated Christian, Morse established one of America's first Sunday schools and supported missionaries. He said, "The nearer I approach to the end of my pilgrimage, the clearer is the evidence of the divine origin of the Bible, the grandeur and sublimity of God's remedy for fallen man are more appreciated, and the future is illumined with hope and joy." The first message he sent by telegraph was, "What hath God wrought?" Though born a slave, George Washington Carver, 1864 to 1943, became one of the world's greatest agricultural scientists. Working at the Tuskegee Institute, an Alabama school for African Americans, he developed over 300 products from the peanut, and 118 from the sweet potato. He showed both black and white farmers how to better utilize land and revitalize the South's economy. He did much to improve race relations and was also an accomplished artist. Like Pasteur, Carver patented none of his discoveries, but gave them away. He turned down an offer from Thomas Edison to leave Tuskegee Institute and work at 60 times his pay. In 1940, he donated his life savings to the Institute. A devout Christian, Carver taught his students from the Bible in a class that met on Sundays from 1907 until his death. He said, "The secret of my success? It is simple. It is found in the Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." James Perloff.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.